So one question to ask ourselves might be, well, how do we react? How do we respond to these? With horror? Horrified anxiety? Self-oriented pity? Cruelty, even? When I think about that one when I've thought about that one for myself, I've tended to say, well, I'm not cruel. I mean, I don't inflict deliberate, serious harm. Mental cruelty, I think, I don't think so. I don't think so. Well, what would that involve? But what if an action involves, you know, a serious intent to cut off emotionally from someone? Because I do that sometimes. Is there not a measure of cruelty in that, you know, from the point of view of the other person? Seen from the other person's point of view. You know, it might not be a big thing, must be a little thing that sparks it off, but might be the last straw from my point of view or your point of view if you do it. And you cut off from someone emotionally. If you try and imagine what that's like, or what it's like when someone does it to you, actually, it's pretty cutting, isn't it? Other ways of responding to suffering: impatience. For goodness sake, sort of response. When sometimes it's very clear, it's very clearly seen when you're watching other people caught in that one. It's different. It's not so easy to avoid when it involves us directly. Other ways of responding: coldness, indifference, fear, maybe, or over sentimentality. So it's all of those, but it's also that perhaps we manage other sorts of responses. I mean, perhaps we remember to try generating equal regard for all. You know, we just bring to mind a bit of what we try and do, what we've all been trying to do for years in the last stage of the Metta-Bhavana. Just trying to respond equally to all. You know, or perhaps in a difficult situation that we manage to bring the 5 precepts or the 10 precepts to mind. That's a very positive, helpful response. Or we recall something that one of our spiritual friends has said that's helpful in this particular situation. So that's another helpful way to respond. Or a book we've been, Dharma book we've been reading, or a talk we've been listening to. Study group. So those are all examples of ways that we might respond to this factor of regarding beings with pity and kindness, compassion and kindness. And I reckon we can take heart in that, because we probably do some at least of that first batch of not so helpful responses that I mentioned. But I'm sure that we also manage some of that second way, more positive way. We've probably got ourselves to a stage in our practice of Buddhism where we've got a reasonably good set of tools to take us further like that, to help oppose the fear or the anxiety or the impatience or whatever that can come up in the face of suffering. So I was thinking like this about this one, musing on it, and I realised I had a question in my mind. Is this factor, the contemplation of the suffering of beings, is it the same as the Metta-Bhavana? Is it an equivalent kind of practice to the Metta-Bhavana, or the Karuna-Bhavana maybe, or the Tonglen practice? Or is it different? And I realised my own sort of hunch was, it's different. It's going somewhere further than those practices, or those practices as we maybe usually do them. I think all of those practices, the Metta-Bhavana, Karuna-Bhavana, Tonglen, are immense. I mean, there's a lot of overlap. First of all, let's say there's a lot of overlap, but my hunch was that there was something else coming into this factor, as Bazabandhu describes it. So those other ones, yes, a lot of overlap, and be really good supporting practices for this. No doubt about that. But I just kept having a hunch that there was a bit more that was being brought to our attention. And